This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Can one guy
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
We've got someone saying they're headed to the coast on Pacific Highway. McMinnville area just started to rain. A little smooth sailing so far. Okay, good to hear. Deal with the text of the day. Exhibit A, went to Kansas, got a medical type degree, found a good woman, found good jobs, and now own a home. Exhibit B, went to Central Washington, worked part-time on AM radio, is a substitute teacher, is looking for a mate, and has a gambling problem.
Don't have a gambling problem.
That's fantastic.
Also, please include...
A little harsh.
Please include has stock portfolio.
Yeah, you're proud of that. You should be. That's good. I tell you, a lot of the youngs...
I'm proud of it.
You know, okay, so here's something that you will learn as a dad, if you're ever a dad, and you dads out there know, you have wins that you remember. With your kids. Mm-hmm. Now, you have a lot of losses. You take a lot of L's.
Yep.
You handle something poorly. Your advice after you give it, you feel like, I didn't really explain that well enough, or I hope he got that, or whatever. One of my wins, very simple gesture, I gave Meatball Rich Dad, Poor Dad when he was in high school. And I said, if there's anything you read... this year, read this.
What's the big deal with that book?
Well, it's just, first of all, and I told him, I said, choke it down. I said, you will read it. Don't just put it, I was like, oh, okay, I'll read it, yeah. No, read it. Hmm. And it's just about financial literacy and the, it's just a real simple sort of...
like an investing book of
kind of, but just like more like just the basic principles of compound interest and how if you start investing at your age, how much more money you'll have when it's just like basic stuff, but it's all important and they don't freaking teach it in schools. Drives me nuts.
Yeah. I don't know about, they don't have like a true class on it, but I do remember we had like a career day maybe and someone from like a Charles Schwab type of place came in. And they showed a graph of like what happens when you start saving at like 18 or 19 and what happens when you start saving at like 40. And I remember that being like,
yeah,
whoa,
exactly.
As soon as I can,
right.
I'm starting some stuff.
Well, that's good. At least they, you know, they brought somebody in to teach you that. I mean, it's a basic thing, but it just like, it's amazing how many people don't know it or don't do it.
Well, it's a lot of the youth. Thought process of I'm invincible. You don't think about it because it's super far away.
So I had to beat that into him.
You probably have to beat it into most kids.
Yeah. Well, I think we did pretty good there.
Sounds like it. I mean, he bought a house.
Well, right. And he's investing in stuff. But I just feel like, I know that I was like this with my dad. My dad told me a lot of, my dad is a wise man. Like he is, he's just been wonderful in my life and really sharp and thoughtful. And he told me a lot of stuff, maybe before I was, say, 35, maybe, that I feel like, I can't prove this, but I feel like I just didn't listen. Like, I heard it, but I didn't listen. And, you know,
I'm having a lot of that right
now. It takes time for it to really, it's like, oh, he was right about that or whatever. That's just kind of part of life. But that's why I tell Meat all the time. It's like, if you just freaking listen to us, you got four great parents. If you just listen to us, you're going to be good.
I'm getting that a lot right now of like going back and having conversations with either like my dad or like a grandparent or something where it's like, hey, I remember you telling me about this. Why was it important again? And so that's helping a lot of this.
Circling back.
Hey, man, I'm not.
You're not, a
the,
dummy.
I'm not the I'm not a dummy. I'm not the brightest, but I'm not a dummy.
I don't think you are the brightest.
You shouldn't. If you do, that should terrify you.
But you're not a dummy.
I'll figure it out eventually.
That's the best we can say about Will Ortner.
I will figure it out eventually, and I will work hard with a blue-collar attitude.
Half of it is just the effort. You're making the effort. That's the key.
I do get an A for that.
So I was looking at the Patriots. Yesterday we had a lot of hot breaking football news. Russell Wilson to the Giants, and then we had the Stephon Diggs deal. He's going to the Patriots. He would be, if you just took his yards, he has like 10,491 yards in his career, he would be the all-time leading receiver in the history of the New England Patriots. Which, I mean, I'm not...
That's hilarious.
Well, I mean, that's a lot of yards. Like, he's a great receiver.
Yes.
I don't know that he's what he used to be, and he sounds like he's kind of a pain in the ass. He's like one of these me-first receivers. But the Patriots felt like they needed some weapons for Drake May, so they signed him. Whatever. Do you have any idea who the top receiver in the Patriots' history is in terms of yards? Not Stephon Diggs, but who is number one on the Patriots?
I would assume it's either Edelman or Deion Branch.
Ooh, Deion Branch is 11th.
Wow. I guess he just had that 1 or 2 year stretch. Is it not Edelman?
Edelman's fourth. Edelman had 6,822 yards. So really... I'll give you 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay.
It's Gronk, Welker, Edelman, and Troy Brown.
Oh, I should have went with Gronk first.
So it's all Bill Belichick era guys.
Yeah.
And that stands to reason. But number one, Stanley Morgan. Of course, way before your time.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was never going to get that.
I believe that's an investment company.
Sure. Sounds right.
Oh, no, that's J.P. Morgan. Or no, J.P. Stanley. Wait.
I think there's a Morgan and a Stanley.
I think there is.
I think there's both.
Wait, it is an investment
it's
company.
It's a combination of both. See, I use Charles, not less.
Yeah, so Stanley Morgan, Rob Gronkowski, Wes Welker, Julian Edelman, Troy Brown, and then you get to the great Irving Fryer. But I just thought it was interesting that the Patriots have four of their top five receivers of all time really don't. I don't know. There's something about the Patriots era that sort of makes you don't think of them as stars. Maybe Gronk. Gronk was dominant. But I don't think of Welker and Edelman or Brown as star receivers like you think of today. And yet, that's kind of what the Bill Belichick, Tom Brady era was. Just guys playing roles and compiling stats.
Yeah, but I think some of it, too, with the wide receivers was it's a very complicated offense, and if Brady didn't trust you, you never got the ball. It's why a guy like Ocho Cinco could go from Cincinnati, where he was awesome, and then he comes to New England, and he's not awesome. And I get it. It was at the end of his career. Like, Randy Moss is the one exception, but again, Randy kind of ran one route.
Yeah. Randy is definitely the exception. But would you say Welker and Edelman and Brown are great receivers? I mean, Rob Gronkowski was great.
Right. If he's not the number one tight end of all time, he's number two, right? I would say...
Whoa, really?
Gronk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a debate?
He's on the Mount Rushmore for sure.
Okay, well, now you've gone to four. You said one or two. Now you get to four, I'm hearing you, but one or two?
You think it's,
well, you have
it's him or Tony Gonzalez, or Travis, probably.
Or Antonio Gates.
I did like Antonio
Gates.
Dude,
he was awesome.
I think that he's a step above, and this is why he's probably a step above of Travis for me, is because Gronk can actually block. Gates and Kelce can't really block, and they're not asked to. But back to this, the difference with those receivers is they're all really smart, and they understood the route tree, and they understood every route had options, right? So when they're running those routes, they are reading the defense the same way that Brady was having to read the defense. And based on where the defender was playing them, depended on where they were going to either sit down or if they were going to bend, you know, go from running a seam to running a corner, or if they need to sit down at a 5-yard hitch, or if because of where the linebackers were floating, did the hitch need to be a little deeper, a little shorter? And I think what you saw, especially later on, is while it wasn't the most athletic, and yeah, you're right, it is some wide receivers that did compile stats, but they were smart enough to compile stats. Yeah. Like, they were smart enough to know what Brady was looking at and to be where he needed them to be.
Yeah, I guess that's just part of what defines that era. And it was a long run, but
it's a game manager, but at a wide receiver position, as opposed to being a game manager at the quarterback spot. They don't make mistakes. Like, how many times did you see them run the wrong route? Those guys, truly. The good ones that stayed there forever that he played with.
Well, when I broke down the film.
Right.
They never.
How often did they fumble? They didn't.
Yeah. Trustworthy guys.
Right.
Tom Brady made certain players a lot of money that they wouldn't normally. Like, those three guys right there, I think, are the definition of a lot of players in the NFL who just, you just need the right spot, the right fit. Otherwise, you know, you might have been nothing.
Right. I mean, he essentially made Julian Edelman.
That's what I mean.
A star.
Yeah.
Kind of. I mean, like, that dude's still culturally relevant.
Yeah. Think if Julian Edelman didn't have Tom Brady and that he was never a Patriot. Let's just say he played somewhere. You know, all bets are off. Whereas I think Gronk, wherever he went, he would have been really good.
I would agree with that.
All right. Well, Stephon Diggs, I don't know what to make of that deal. I think he's kind of a boob, but I also think that's going to help. Drake May looked pretty good last year. I think that might help him.
I agree. I think it's you're putting a vet with your rookie QB and you're trusting Vrabel to keep Diggs on the straight and narrow, and then Diggs will teach the other receivers how to be a pro, but also teach Drake May what it's like to have a vet receiver teach him to be a pro in his own way.
And they haven't had who's the last good receiver they've had?
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Edelman
or Gronk?
Yeah, I would say Edelman.
They haven't anybody since then.
Edelman, yeah, because he lasted the longest.
So they finally get a receiver. You're right. I forgot about Vrabel. I like Vrabel.
Does a good job with players. As mean and as intimidating as he can be, he's a player's coach for sure. If anyone can get Diggs on the straight and narrow, it's him.
Patriots to the Super Bowl.
And Diggs isn't even that crazy as far as diva receivers go.
I think he kind of is.
I think he's a diva, but like, how often is he a sideshow? I don't know that that's aside from a couple game outbursts in Buffalo.
Yeah, he's one of those guys where if it's not going right, it's going to be bad.
Agreed.
But if it's going well,
agreed.
He's a stud. He's good. I give it a B.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. I see the plan.
Yeah.
Right. See the plan.
All right, in the news is coming up next, concert talk and more beer. What do you call them? Breweries.
Ooh.
Beer breweries. Do I know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Closing. Next. Here's Will.